At TDLR, we are committed to serving our licensees and the general public well. And one way that we do that is by keeping costs low and efficiency high. We have our agency organized by function rather than by program or license type. So, for example, our agency has a licensing division that issues licenses for all the programs, a customer service division that handles calls and emails for all the programs, and then our enforcement division handles complaints and investigations from all the programs. So that's different from if we were organized by, say, an electrician's program and a cosmetologist's program. We do have a regulatory program management division that has subject matter experts on the industries that we regulate. So, for example, we employ two electricians, an air conditioning and refrigeration contractor, two cosmetologists, hydrologists for our water well driller program, a meteorologist for our weather modification program, and the list goes on and on. There are many people who are very familiar with each of the professions that we regulate. And these employees help everybody else in the agency understand these industries. So the advantage of having this functional alignment is that it keeps costs low. It ensures that work is evenly distributed across employees. It also makes it easier to take on new programs or transfer programs because we can fit them into this functionally aligned model that already exists rather than having to create a new sub-program within the agency. We do review our fees about once a year, and we reduce fees for our licensees whenever we can.
Okay, so we've shared a little bit about what we do and how we do it, and now we'd like to share some things we're super proud of. But first, let's look at some of our statistics. These statistics illustrate consolidation, efficiency, and streamlined service. We have added more than 127,000 new licensees since fiscal year 2018, 17 new programs since then, and in the process saved our licensees over $20 million. Adhering to what Molly was just talking about reviewing our fees a lot. We've reduced the word count in our rules by 45%, and our enforcement team closes cases an average of 139.9 days in which to close a case, which is phenomenal, all while we regulate over 800,000 licensees, facilities, and equipment. Okay, let's move on a little bit to one of the things that we really are proud of. And that is our rulemaking process. We're going to emphasize rulemaking, our enforcement, and a couple of other things that we think we do extremely well there. I will say we have a rock star in our GC division, and I'm not going to say her name, but she's in the audience today, and she's our secret sauce for rulemaking. If we didn't have her, we might not be talking about how great we are with rulemaking, but she has helped us immensely streamline our forms, do our rulemaking, consistently turning out a fantastic product. Because you can imagine with all the programs that we regulate, the constant rulemaking mode we're always in. So some general principles in our rulemaking process includes, you know, we put rules that aren't program specific in our general licensing rules, which are found in 16 Administrative Code Chapters 55 and 60. These rules really explain and clarify our basic licensing function, how we get a license, renewal, enforcement structure, and processes. So those actual rules don't have to be repeated in each program set of rules. We just refer to them. Additionally, all programs that we regulate, the way we draft our rules, tend to have the same basic structure template, so the public and the regulated community can more easily locate what kind of rules and the rules they're trying to find within our rules packet. For example, the definitions are always in the same place. License requirements, any exemptions, and fees, etc., are usually always located in the same place in those rules across the programs for ease of compliance and understanding. We're also moving away from repeating our statutes in the rules. I know there's some different philosophies about that, but we really try the best we can not to repeat what's in the statute in the rules. We believe the rules should be streamlined, efficient, and only there to clarify if there's something that's needed, like a definition or something like that, or fees. And we draft our rules in what's called plain language. Plain talk is also what we call it. And it doesn't necessarily mean dumbing anything down, but it just makes it so that people can actually understand what we're saying in the rules. So that's an initiative across, you know, GC, across the whole agency, to make sure that people can understand what we're saying and use words that can be easily understood. And also it makes it easier to comply with the rule that you can understand. Now Molly's going to talk a little bit about some specific tools that we use in rulemaking to help keep our rulemaking process streamlined so that we turn out a consistently reliable product.